Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been listening to your podcast and have found it to be very informative. I'd like to submit a question of my own for you both to answer at your earliest convenience. I'm a recent MBA grad from Pepperdine University. I had a 3.4 GPA in both undergrad and grad school. I'm interested in applying for law schools, specifically Georgetown, University of Chicago, and University of New York. Okay, those are all in very different geographic areas. So if you're interested in Georgetown, I'm curious why you're not interested in George Washington, UVA, other schools that are similarly located. Anyways, given my GPA is not impressive, what additional things can I do to increase my chances of getting accepted into these programs? Parentheses, aside from a high LSAT score, of course. Well, I think you need to hear it more. That's what you should be focusing on.
That's what you should be focusing on.
It's not aside from, it's the thing. Yeah.
Ain't no aside from. We've talked recently about the LSAT wrecking ball. And the wrecking ball that's really going to get you into Georgetown, UChicago, and as you say, the University of New York, which I'm pretty sure you mean NYU.
NYU, yeah.
Yeah. Those schools are going to be interested in a real high LSAT. All the other stuff, you just don't even think about that stuff. Think about
that's the problem. LSAT. Yeah, I know what you're saying in your head is, no, I understand a high LSAT score is so important. I want to know what else.
What else?
Well, the problem with thinking about what else is that's going to get in the way of the thing that's dramatically way more important.
Yeah. You do you, Anonymous. Just be yourself when you, whatever you're doing, that's what you're doing. So whether you're, you must be working, you're going to write a personal statement about what you're doing at work. Fine. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Your LSAT is the thing that matters.
Yep. Get that as high as you can.
All the other stuff is going to distract you potentially. So I wouldn't. And is there even anything you could do? Like we don't even want to talk about this stuff because of the risk that it might keep, you know, might distract people from LSAT. But
yeah,
if you were going to do something, what would you even do?
I don't know.
Well, like that's going to move the needle.
Another job? Like, yeah, no, it's not going to matter.
Be better at the job you have.
So you can write about that.
Yeah.
But even then, like that's a distraction.
Solve more problems at work.
There's the very problem that we're talking about. Oh, so now you're going to put in an extra 10 hours a week and distract yourself from the thing that actually matters.
Right, which is why we would never actually give that advice. But it's like to give you a sense of what the scale would look like.
Yeah.
You know, the scale would be like get promoted. That would move the needle potentially. Not as much as LSAT, but it would move the, it's like, that's the type of soft that might actually like, oh, that's actually a marked difference on the application at least.
Sure. But still, even the very problem we have with discussing it right then and there is that the mind equates them.
Right. Yeah. And so
mind, you're holding those two things. It's like, oh, promotion and LSAT. It's like, that's what they were talking about. It's like, yeah, we don't even want your mind to think about the promotion thing. Because it's
right. Because 10 more LSAT points would totally trump that, like just blow it out of the water. 5 more LSAT points. So like 1 LSAT point and a really impressive promotion, that's what you can equate. Like if it was like a really big deal.
I don't know
deal,
if you can even equate those because think about going from below the median to now the median. Now you're being accepted versus being rejected.
I'm trying to get us into the point where we might consider it.
It might be a half a point.
Okay. Half a point for a real good promotion or, you know, brand new, really impressive job or something like that. Work on your LSAT. Don't think about these other things. Just if you've got the LSAT, you're going to be as good as you can get.
Yep.
The other stuff has to be real is what I'm saying. Like it would take 2 years worth of work. You'd like be what you're talking about is improving your resume. Well, how do you improve your resume? Okay. Well, it ain't going to happen overnight. Like that's going to be you go do real interesting shit and you don't have time or your focus needs to be on the LSAT, not on doing new, amazing things.
Yep.
All right. I think that's it. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.